This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki and Bonnie.
We've been talking about the Crypto 6 trial, which was in day number 2 today. We actually just shared yesterday's report from CoinDesk that did a pretty in-depth report that was mostly accurate. They got Free Talk Live's name wrong, but otherwise they tried. They pretty much got it right.
Lots of people just call it Free Talk because they think it's Free Talk and it's... And you're just saying
this is the live version of it. Yeah, that's true.
Most people think it's just free
talk. I would never think that.
I wouldn't either. So I'm always just like, ugh, it's so annoying when
it does happen.
It sounds and it sounds. It doesn't have a good ring to it.
Yeah, let's just,
I don't know.
Call it free talk.
That's fine. Whatever. You can call us whatever you want. As long as you call in, we'd be happy to put you on the air. In fact, we're going to go to the phone calls here in just a moment. But the Department of Defense is in the news once again for. Misplacing,
not
losing,
having like not having an account for their money,
having no idea where billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars have gone to.
We'll 61% of their budget that's in the trillions.
61%?
They only have a count of 39%. So that's, 61%.
Wow. All right. So we can get into that coming up here in a moment. Plus, Canada possibly going to be jailing doctors soon for so-called misinformation. But Sydney is with us here to kick off hour number 2. He's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Sydney.
Oh, hey, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Crypto 6. I think that this is extremely important. You just read the article, and... there are 25 people there. I don't know why there aren't 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
This involves Bitcoin, and I specifically want to talk about how it involves the FBI. The FBI is in the news nationally for what they did with the New York Post and Twitter.
Yep.
But I've seen it in the last decade, what they've been doing to you and everybody up there, and not everybody, but the people in New Hampshire.
Sure.
Yeah, people, libertarians are literally a persecuted group. And it's been happening just during the trial. We were allowed to go in without masks and without IDs the whole time during the hearings. And now, the day of the trial, it's like, nope, you absolutely can't go in without an ID. And you have to wear a mask in the trial room the whole time. It's like,
wow.
Obviously, you're just trying to bother.
It's a show for the jury, is what it is.
They're just trying to bother
the details. They all add it up. They, you know, each little one, they all just paint a picture for everybody that's seeing of what these people are doing. From day one, they were out to destroy the Free State Project.
Sure.
All the participants, the first movers, Ian among them. This show, and what Ian Freeman has been doing for all these years, has been a bedrock for so many people for... the Free State Movement, one-time member of the Free State Project. People ought to look into that. You know, it's... I think...
Uh-oh, Sydney is dropped in. Sorry, you were in a bad cell phone connection there.
Okay.
If you want to reverse a couple sentences and say that again.
Yeah, it's probably the FBI messing with me right now.
Probably.
I'm just going to point out that they've been coming for you since forever. I believe that Rich Paul didn't. They try to get him to wear a wire.
Yes, they did.
How many infiltrators have they sent? What specific event occurred in this case that got them on your trail? Let's say, was it that they were out to get you, or was there an actual victim?
I think Phil Christiana was just upset he didn't get the Free State Project during his nobody. Rich Paul thing. All he got was Rich Paul and. Jail for a year.
Yeah, Rich refused to wear a wire and went to jail because they would have dropped the charges if he'd have just been a cooperative informant, but instead he said, screw you, basically.
He wants to take down the Free State Project, like, as in general, but he wants, like, Ian to go down specifically, so he's, like, cooking something up.
Well, they probably don't love the fact that you run Free Talk Live and mm-hmm. we constantly right. come on here and bash the, yep. the state and, you
no,
know,
they don't.
Spread yeah. the good word of freedom.
Well, but look at their history, Sydney. I mean, it's not like this is new stuff, right? Like, they were going after Martin Luther King back in mm-hmm. the day. I mean, they've gone after, they had a whole file, like oodles of files on Aretha Franklin, apparently. During her lifetime, they
really?
Were watching her
yeah.
and building files about her. So anybody that has an opinion, yep. so, go ahead.
Yeah, so how many people nationwide are upset about the FBI right now? Well, here's just another example of what they're doing. And like you said, they've been doing it for decades, ever since Hoover started the whole thing.
Right.
You know, and they probably killed presidents. They're manipulating elections. I could go on and on. Everybody knows what's happening. You know, at least anybody that's listening and paying
yeah.
attention.
You're paying
I'm
attention.
Not trying to paint a picture here. I'm just trying to say that Ian Freeman is a part of this whole thing. I'm surprised the case is not bigger than what it is. But
well, the media wants to ignore it or make it seem like, oh, this is just he clearly money laundered and that's all it is.
Well, there literally are people who believe. There was one woman at the jury selection. You know, obviously I'm not going to say who it was. I didn't make a note anyway. But one lady.
Well, this was public.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was public. I heard it, but I've, oh. so, that's why I'm not going to give you details on
yeah.
it. But one lady said that she, if she sees multiple charges on someone, she just automatically thinks they're guilty.
What? And that so, doesn't. That is not how this works.
Right. Yeah. Well, she got dismissed because she had that opinion. So I mean.
I'm glad she admitted it.
Yeah. To be clear, like this, I don't have much to complain about with the judge on this case. All things like I've read some terrible stories about federal
oh, yeah.
judges. I mean, this guy's had a few moments where he's been a little picky and you know upset or whatever, and that's just going to happen with judges. But
yeah, human nature.
But he handled well, judge nature. But
yeah.
he handled the jury selection pretty well and played it straight down the middle and you know and there was as many people kicked off that jury who had cop relatives that admitted that you know they couldn't keep it you know straight when it comes to their opinions like they're going to favor the police and they're off the panel and also you know some people who said they don't like the FBI and you know they can't keep a straight viewpoint because of that so you know they're off the panel too right
and I'm sure some people say stuff like that just because they don't want
to get them off the panel
yeah exactly
could be as well Sydney anything else you want to share tonight
yeah I just want to say you're an extremely principled person and I think a lot of people appreciate that and I find that you're also very humble so those combined, they don't make you a hero. People are not out there like they would for a lot of these other people. There's not martyrs lining up in this case. There's not a gazillion people out there screaming your name everywhere where the awareness is up. But I want you to know that the people that are watching, we can see what's happening and just hold your ground. And I think that you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you, Sydney. I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for the opinion call here tonight. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
So, I don't blame anyone for the fact that there's not, like, 1,000 people here. It's just, like, people got to go to work, and everybody's going to go at the times they can. And plus...
Yeah.
Like half, it's going to look like there's less support than there is because some people that want to go don't want to wear a mask for any reason. So
yeah,
they're being put into the overflow room.
And the jury can't see them there.
And actually some people left just because they were not going to ID. So they were
They wouldn't even been let into the building yet.
Yeah. So they left.
Crazy.
So they didn't want to, I mean, like they didn't want to ID. They were
just that's true.
Against it, which
Yeah, those are all good points. And
nobody should have to ID because an illegal alien should be allowed to go in there without owning any ID because it's open
person.
To the public.
You don't need an ID to vote, but you need an ID to go watch a trial? That
doesn't make
much sense to me.
Yeah. Those are all great points. And the Free Stater trials that have happened over the years, the biggest ones, they've all been one-day occasions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, maybe it's going to take all day at most, but then it's done. It's very rare to see a 2-3 week long trial, so you can't possibly expect somebody to show up for that whole thing. That's impossible. So over the next couple weeks, people are going to come in and out when they can, and I definitely appreciate that. So, the number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Bonnie, you've got this story about the Department of Defense. They, of course, are a multi-trillion-dollar agency. I don't know what their budget is year to year, but it's been a lot of money been poured into ongoing wars.
I remember hearing a story once about how they allegedly spent $12,000 or $14,000 on a coffee mug.
Sounds like something they would do, yeah.
So it's like, oh, really? What did you actually spend that money on?
Yeah, what's that code for? Yeah.
Money laundering, right? You want to talk about money laundering, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Obama having $30,000 of hot dogs and pizza delivered to the White House in the middle of the night when there's no party going on or anything.
Quote unquote cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The number 603-283-6160. We'll get into that story here. It's exactly what you'd expect it to be. You know, more ridiculous government waste not being tracked. It's Free Talk Live.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are up here. 603-283-6160 is the number. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki. And Bonnie.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for free. Also, thanks to Bitcoin.com here. I've been a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. You can go there and you can learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash by clicking Get Started right there at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. You get the basics. What is decentralization and why is it important to the idea of money? And what's the history with Bitcoin? You can learn things like that over at Bitcoin.com. There's no better time than now to start learning about cryptocurrency. Some people would say that they think the price of Bitcoin is going to keep going down. It's currently at about 16,860. It's been kind of settled here at around the $16,000-$17,000 range for some number of weeks now, it feels like. Yeah, it looks like it came down about a month ago. And it came down from like the $20,000 range. And that was the whole FTX debacle that has been happening over the last few weeks. And we've covered that to some extent. In fact, there's news about the crypto beliefs of Americans that is not good. And if we get the chance, we'll cover that later tonight. But apparently only 8% of Americans now have a positive view of cryptocurrencies.
I wonder what it was before.
I have that information. We'll get to it.
Cool.
But let's get into this DOD story that Bonnie has to share tonight. And then coming up, doctors in Canada who are outside of the mainstream may be facing prison time soon for so-called misinformation. But Bonnie, what is the story about the ongoing money just falling into a mystery pit known as the Department of Defense?
Well, do you recognize the website responsiblestatecraft.org?
Not
Isn't
really.
That the guy we moved into his house? The thing he does reporting for?
No, I don't think so.
He
does reporting for some sort of Connecticut-based thing.
I think this is Quincy, Connecticut.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at it. That doesn't ring a bell to me.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's by somebody named Connor. It says, the Pentagon fails its fifth audit in a row. Last week, the Department of Defense revealed that it had failed its fifth consecutive audit. Quote, I would not say that we flunked, said DOD Comptroller Mike McCord, although his office did note that the Pentagon only managed to account for 39% of its $3.5 trillion in assets.
That's an F grade.
I was
for
about
sure.
to say, last I checked, a 39% is pretty bad.
That's a low F.
So I did say something incorrect earlier. I had said that it was 39% of their budget. It was 39% of their $3.5 trillion in assets that they couldn't account for, but still,
Yeah, that's still a lot of assets right there.
Quote,
that's like tanks and stuff, right? Like
right.
Guns and office
Where
things
the bombs
or whatever,
whatever,
buildings and cars.
Quote, the process is important for us to do, and it is making us get better.
What? Okay, and also, if your accountant, if you hired an accountant or somebody to do your books and keep track of your money and your mm-hmm. spending for your business, and they couldn't track 39% of your expenses, wouldn't you fire them? That means
yes.
they're doing a really bad job. That means they literally don't know how to do their job.
So that we just can't fire these people.
Oh, but it's okay, Nikki. It's going to get better.
Right. We're just trying our best.
Well, this is the full quote. He says, it is making us get better. It is not making us get better as fast as we want. And he's talking in first person. He's saying he's part of the problem. I know.
Look, we're going to get better. Our goal for the next 5 years is we're going to get to 40%.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's how pathetic these people are. And he can sit there and say that. What was he, a general or something? Did it say his rank?
The DOD comptroller.
Okay, so he's not even a ranked bureaucrat or whatever. Anyway, he's just sitting there saying, yeah, we'd like it to go faster, but we're not going to make it go faster, so what are you going to do about it?
Not going to lose their job,
yeah,
so
exactly.
What do they care?
Yeah, I'm not going to get fired here. Hey, I'm saying I think this could be better. Is it going to get better? Not realistically.
Not as fast as we want to get mm-hmm. better.
It's just going
to
get worse.
That's
we realize
true, yeah.
we have a problem, and we want to get better. And we will eventually.
No, no, they won't, because there's no incentive for them to get better, right? Like, there's not a competing military out there that you can...
Just has to go give a statement, and that's what he came up with.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
sorry.
It just makes it sound like they're just kicking the can down the road and acting like they're paying attention and they're concerned about this. And, like, as you pointed out, Bonnie, I don't know if the article gets into, like, the history of how long this has been going on, but this has been going on for a long time. This scandal just keeps coming up where literally billions or hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars worth of government monies going into the Pentagon just goes poof.
It does get into it. It says, the news came as no surprise to Pentagon watchers. After all, the U.S. military has the distinction of being the only U.S. government agency to have never passed a comprehensive audit.
Wow. But even though they never passed the audit, they're still there. It's not like they're going to be shut down. It's not like they've completely cleaned house.
Like the IRS would do to you if you didn't pass an audit.
Oh, yeah. You'd go to prison.
Oh, absolutely. And most of the tax dollars go to the Department of Defense.
Yeah, that's true. The supermajority of them, right? Like, that's pretty much where it all goes. And so where does it go from there? Where did these 60% of these assets go to? Who's got them?
Well, I mean, like, when that plane crashed into the Pentagon and destroyed however much money went missing or whatever.
Yeah.
But even the plane disappeared. So maybe they just have some kind of problem with stuff like that.
Maybe it's just a black hole.
Yeah, maybe
Area
it's like
51,
a...
Area 51, that's what happens
there. Or a... Bermuda Triangle going on right
there. No one ever talks about the Bermuda Triangle anymore. Did you ever notice that?
I guess it's probably not a lot of like recent stuff happening there.
Must not be.
Hmm.
Maybe now that there's like GPS and things like that, you can't as easily make up stories.
So I actually did just watch a YouTube video about the Bermuda Triangle. So I watched these people. They're not to get super off topic, but they live on a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sail the... You know, Caribbean.
Yeah.
And they went through the Bermuda Triangle. And I guess the deal with that area is it's just really, really rough waters.
Mm-hmm.
Just super stormy. So that's probably why people are disappearing, just because their ships are sinking.
There was always just so much mystery.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't really hear about it as much anymore. Yeah. It used to be more, you know, fun.
There were books
elusive.
About it.
I checked out a book about it in the library in elementary school.
Yeah,
and it was
me
really
too.
Fun. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, it says... What did raise some eyebrows was the fact that the DOD made almost no progress in this year's bookkeeping.
I'm shocked.
Of the 27 areas investigated, only 7 earned a clean bill of financial help, which McCord described as basically the same picture as last year.
Oh my gosh. But they're trying to get better.
Yeah, that's right. They care.
Dedicated. 20 out of 27 areas of the DOD, whatever that means.
Failed.
Mm-hmm. Given this accounting disaster, it should come as no surprise that the Pentagon has a habit of bad financial math.
Also, what does a pass mean? They didn't really say what it means to pass. Does 80% being able to track 80% of your assets?
Yeah, he did say that he didn't consider 39% a fail.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe like 10% fail.
He must have got a lot of extra credit.
Indeed. What else do we need to know, Bonnie?
It says that the Pentagon has a habit of bad financial math. This is especially true when it comes to estimating
bad
the cost.
Financial math?
Yeah. Says it's especially true when it comes to estimating the cost of weapons programs.
Wow. All right. We're going to continue here. And more of these, I mean, it's hard to really call them revelations. It's just like an update on the continued failure of this government bureaucracy, the largest government bureaucracy. I don't know if it's on the planet, but it's certainly here in the United States. Maybe on the
most
planet.
Polluting on
it's
the planet.
Huge. That's true as well. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly all homes across Moore County, North Carolina, will have their power restored soon. This comes after a gunman opened fire on Duke Energy substation equipment, knocking out power throughout the weekend into Wednesday. Duke Energy spokesperson Jeff Brooks is urging residents to be patient if some issues come up while they're restoring power.
There may be possibilities of an isolated pocket or two where, with the equipment having been off for several days, we could have a routine small few customer issue there. If that happens, our line crews will respond just as they would on any day when there's an outage, and they'll get those back on as quickly as possible.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is being investigated by a House Ethics Committee. The committee did not offer specific information about the probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up anything you want to the number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the 39% score that the Department of Defense recently gave itself. I guess the comptroller, which is somebody that deals with like figuring out money stuff, I guess, like an accountant or something. They have figured out that they can only track about 39% or account for about 39% of their assets. I mean, that's it. When it was, what was it, $3 trillion, Bonnie, in assets?
$3.5 trillion in assets. Only 39% was accounted for.
$3.5 trillion in assets. I mean, just imagine if you, at your job, could not account for, you know, you work in retail, and you're the manager of a department, and you tell your boss that you don't know where 60% of the inventory went. You're not going to have a job 20 seconds later.
Yeah, especially when the 60% is billions of dollars. Probably trillions.
Yeah, it's gotta be trillions. If it's 3.5 trillion in assets and you don't know where 60% of it is, then, I mean, that's insane.
It's a little suspicious.
But that's what they're saying, and the thing is that people need to understand is they're saying that this is not unusual. It's saying this is what happens.
And it's not even just the yearly audits. They said that they're bad at estimating the cost when it comes to weapons programs at all.
Sure they are. The government. I mean, the government can't estimate the cost of a street repair accurately.
It's just crazy because if you hired, like, say, for example, you hire a contractor and they give you an estimate or a quote, you'd want that to be accurate, right?
And sure.
If it goes up a little bit, they're going to be come up to you and be like, listen, so we ran into this. It's going to end up being $1,000 more. They're not just going to be like, sorry, it was three times the cost. Pay up.
Yeah, but for some reason, when the government does it for guns and tanks and whatever else, it's just like, oh, whoopsie.
Well, and it's not just them. The IRS for, I believe, 30 or 40 years has been trying to implement, I think it's 50 years, actually, has been trying to implement a new computer system. I mean, they literally have, like, ancient computers in the IRS that there are, is running their system.
They can't
basically
talk on the phone and use the computer at the same time, so they're on dial-up.
It's like that level. They've got dot matrix printers.
So they have, you know, they're getting so much money, but they can't update their...
They've literally poured in billions, like dozens of billions of dollars into this
over
the years.
I'm sure you've had to use a state website before.
They suck.
They suck. Yeah. It's like, who is their web designer?
To change my last name, like, a couple weeks ago, it just had so many issues where it was just like, issue, please contact the, I don't remember what the word, like, administrator. It's just like, who the hell is that?
It just blows my mind that every single thing the state does is terrible.
And it's,
you know,
amazing.
They can't do anything correctly besides murder people and steal from them.
And but yet people still think they're necessary. Right?
It blows my mind.
We have to have them or else it would be anarchy.
I wish it was anarchy.
I mean, really, what are they doing for us? What is it that what is the service that we're getting from them that is so worthwhile?
Well, I missed out on half of the first day of the trial because they wouldn't let me in even though I'm a member of the public because I didn't show my ID.
Oh, yeah, and then
so
you got shouted at today by the security guy.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. Marshal has got, like,
a
thing out for me now, me and Joanne. Well, he came up to me. He came up to the person sitting next to me and told her, like, you need a mask. And she was just like, oh, yeah, I didn't know where to get one. She started putting it on, and he's like, you got to put your mask on correctly. And I was like, what do you mean? I have a big nose. That's what I said. And he was just like... No, you got to flip open the he didn't even explain how you do it, actually. He was telling me that I got to flip open the flaps, but he's like, no, you got to put it on the right way. That's what all he kept saying, and I was just like, I can't read Korean. Because the little things they give you
are
in Korean.
Wasn't he right up in your face,
too? He was right up in my, like, area, but he was standing up and I was sitting down. But then he leaned over and got in the girl next to me's face when she was just simply trying to figure it out. So I told him, I was just like, dude, 6 feet.
Yeah.
It's
social distance,
COVID,
buddy.
I said, COVID's going around. Don't you know what these things are for?
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not about that. It's all
not about that.
Opinions.
And I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so do what we say.
What was the point of that story? I think that was a tangent.
That's okay. We do that here. So let's go back to yours. Go ahead.
It says the Pentagon's most recent famous boondoggle is the F-35 program, which has gone over its original budget by $165 billion to date.
Wow. I wonder what the... But what was the original budget? Do we know?
I don't think it says.
All right, I'll see if we can find out.
It says, oh, that's just what they went over?
Yeah, that's just how much they went over their original estimate.
It says, wow.
But examples of overruns abound, as Senator Jim Inhofe and Jack Reed from Rhode Island and Oklahoma wrote in 2020, the lead vessel for every one of the Navy's last 8 combatant ships came in at least 10% over budget, leading to more than $8 billion in additional costs.
How much did you say it was on the F-35?
$165 billion over budget.
Over budget?
Over its original budget.
The headline in Bloomberg, and it's behind a damn paywall, says Lockheed's $398 billion F-35 is at risk of costly fixes. According to a Congress watchdog, the F-35's total projected cost, because this isn't done yet, apparently, is now $1.7 trillion, which includes $1.3 trillion in estimated operations and sustainment over 66 years. So there's the cost of development, and then there's the cost of operating this thing.
This is an airplane?
It sounds like an airplane or something. It's Lockheed, so it must be.
Why would it be that expensive?
It's a boondoggle. I mean, that's just the way it is. They've got to deal with the government, and they can just keep on raking people over the coals for this.
I just can't even fathom an airplane or whatever, anything really. I couldn't fathom anything that costs over $1 trillion.
So they have a little, there's a hyperlink there on that sentence, mm-hmm. and I clicked on it, and all this one says is that it's $865 billion over its original cost expectation, more than 8 years behind schedule also,
wow.
but it doesn't really explain, I mean, it doesn't say what the original cost was, but it says the GAO investigated the F-35's three-year-old Block 4 hardware and software modernization effort and discovered that it had increased from $10.6 billion to $14.4 billion. So that's just one aspect of this that went up $4 billion.
Yeah. It's not their money, so what do they care? They can just print more, which, of course, means they're stealing your value from your savings. That's just the way it is. All right. What else, Bonnie?
I accidentally clicked off of that onto that hyperlink.
Oh, okay. Well, so I pulled up a little bit about here at the F-35, which apparently is in production. Its first flight was 15 years ago in 2006.
So now it's 15 years behind?
Well, that was its first flight, so I don't know when it was officially, like,
so this
christened.
Isn't even, like, a whole F-35. It's just the modernization effort or upgrading it?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
That's $165 billion over budget?
I don't know. It says here it is a family of single-seat, single-engine, all-weather, stealth, multi-role combat aircraft. And made by Lockheed Martin, it descends from the X-35, which in 2001 beat the X-32 from Boeing to win the Joint Strike Fighter program. And so, anyway, this is a lengthy story.
Don't worry, Ann, because the politicians have a plan to get the Pentagon in shape.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
It says, despite the long odds, a bipartisan group of lawmakers led by Senator Bernie Sanders proposed a bill last year that could help make them get back in shape.
Sure. Like, when was the last time they were in shape?
It says the legislation would cut 1% off the top of the budget of any part of the Pentagon that fails an audit.
1%?
Just 1% of one little part of them.
Is it 1% one time?
It says that means that if the proposal had already passed, 20 of the agencies, 27 auditing units would face a budget cut this year of 1%.
Would it be 1% per year?
I don't think it says.
Yeah, because that would be a little better, right? Like, if it was you lose 1% every single year if you don't meet your goal or whatever, then...
I mean, still.
That's something. Like, whether this will pass is another question.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to comment on government boondoggles. You know, they don't just happen at the federal level. It's certainly in its largest form when it comes to the U.S. military with, as Bonnie points out, the Department of Defense with $3.5 trillion in assets. They don't know where about 60% of them are, apparently. Yep. They can't account for them. So that's money that's just disappeared. It's gone into somebody's hands. It didn't go away. It just isn't being tracked. So,
well, imagine when you have to pay off all your buddies, but you don't want the American public to know how hard it is to keep track of where it all went.
Yep. So, we just lost track of 60% of $3.5 trillion worth of things.
Well, the $12,000 coffee cup was too unbelievable, so they just have to stop tracking it altogether.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can just pretend
just
like it doesn't exist or it just disappeared, then it's less embarrassing, I guess, in total. So that's a story that we've been covering. But, of course, at the state level, there have been plenty of stories like this. I mean, Nikki, I know you're from Massachusetts, not per se Boston, but Boston, of course, had the what they call the Big Dig for decades.
My ex-boyfriend's family was actually the people that did that.
Doing the construction on it?
Yep.
So what is it? Can you explain it for Bonnie, who
so
not
so basically what the Big Dig was they essentially dug a tunnel under, I don't know, I think it's the Charles River, maybe. Hmm. I don't know. They dug a tunnel under the water, essentially, just for another bypass for highways and stuff.
Oh, I hate those kind.
And it was an absolute failure. It was millions of dollars over budget. They just kept running into problem after problem, and it cost a lot more than it was supposed to.
So, according to the Wikipedia article, the work began in 1982, and they were still talking about it when I moved up here in 2006. It finally finished
in 2007, December of 2007. So
and there were still problems with it. If you go under the tunnel, you can see the cracks and like leaking. It's terrible. I hate it.
Yeah. That's really common. When I was little, we would have to go through them in Virginia, and I was always just like, you can see water. And it just drops. Like, how is that normal? And my grandpa would be like, it's normal. It's fine.
Why do they even do it?
To spend
$8 billion
just go
is why they
over.
Do it.
It would be easier to go over,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it would. But it wouldn't make as much money for the construction company.
Yeah.
If that's the case. And tie them up for literally 35 years.
And it just makes me feel even less confident with this one in Boston if I ever have to go through it. Because it's just like... these people were clearly incompetent, and you want me to drive in their underwater tunnels.
Yeah, so and people died, too, by the way, during this construction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a huge catastrophe. So how much money were they over budget?
So, well, again, like, numbers change, right, over the years.
Yeah.
Like, $2.8 billion was the estimated cost.
In the 80s.
So they say if you adjust that for inflation as of 2020, that would have been $7.4 billion. They ended up completing it in December of 2007, so 35 years later, at a cost of over $8.08 billion. Now, they say they didn't actually start construction until 1991, so they literally spent 9 years planning it and then started construction. But they adjust the $8.08 billion for inflation in 1982 dollars would be $21.5 billion, meaning as a cost overrun of a 190%. I mean, it's a tremendous amount. And how many deaths? That's really an important question here. Because
did people like drown? That's really creepy.
Okay. Well, I think it was like construction accidents. It's a huge project to dig under a river and put a highway tunnel. And it's not really a highway tunnel. Well, I guess it kind of is.
So there was the death of at least one person. And I remember hearing there was a story when I first moved here about like a panel or something that fell from the ceiling of the big dig onto somebody's car. I don't know if that killed that person in that case.
But so that wasn't construction? That was...
it was poor construction or something like that. It was just something
it wasn't
fell.
A construction worker.
No. It was a panel that fell from the...
afterwards...
I don't know if it was afterwards. Completed? I think it was still during construction.
Okay.
It was like toward the end of the construction. Just this debacle that, again, made one construction company very, very wealthy at the cost of the Boston and the Massachusetts taxpayers. So, like, there's stories like this all over the place. And this is just the nature of the state. It is the nature of monopoly, right? Like, you have a monopoly system, and that means there's one provider. Now, there's multiple people who can make a road, right? The government hires usually a private company. It's not usually the government's public works department that makes the roads. They have a private company come in, and they lay the asphalt
down. Yeah, they're buddies.
They're buddies, right? Their brother or whoever it is that's connected with the city council, they get the contract. In some places, they actually open it for bid, but generally, it's their buddies that are running these companies. And they get paid more than what the job is worth on almost every single occasion. And that's just the sweetheart deal of knowing somebody in government. If you're a contractor, you get big money. You get to charge five times as much.
Because there's no like sane person that you have to please who would just be a regular person that would be your customer in, you know, private life.
Right. And they have the monopoly on the roads. So... whoever gets that contract gets all the contracts.
And they can keep charging up because the government's going to be like, okay, whatever you want.
Right, because because you don't get to choose not to pay for it. You can't just say, oh, no, that's okay. I don't appreciate all the big boondoggles, so I'm not going to give money to the Boston, whatever they are, the Department of Transportation or the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. You can't say, oh, I don't appreciate the Keene police running a Bearcat through somebody's front door for a victimless so-called crime. I'm going to withhold my money from you.
I don't need your security or protection. I'm just going to hire one myself.
I don't want your services. I don't want your services. They will then murder you. Or kidnap you and put you in a jail cell, steal your home from you. I mean, if you had a choice, it would make all the difference in the world. If the people of Boston could say, nah,
we'd rather give money to this other company over here that's, they're saying they're going to do a better job than you state people, so we're going to take the money over here. Well, then all of a sudden, the state would just get real, like, efficient, or they'd go out of business.
Well, and allegedly, people are voting on these things before they're done, because that's supposed to make a difference.
They're not voting on them. They're voting on the politicians.
Probably just, like, state councilors are voting on them for them.
And then the people who run for politics are the worst type of human being.
City councilors are literally just in their position to rubber stamp whatever, like, the other bureaucrats want.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and somehow all of these people get elected.
Yeah, I mean, because productive people don't actually run for office. The people that are running successful businesses, the Elon Musks of the world or whoever, the people that are, you know, and you can quibble about his business or whatever, but, you know, people that are actually making things, people that are actually creating products and services in the marketplace, these people are busy. They're busy satisfying their customers. They're busy coming up with new ideas. They're busy doing business, and they don't have time to sit on a city council position or a state rep position or whatever. So it tends to be the busybodies. It tends to be the lawyers and the politicos, the people that are looking to enrich themselves on the backs of other people's efforts that go for these positions. That's why Ron Paul was a unique character, because he was an actual doctor, an actual person who did something productive in the market, and he took time out of his productive life to go and do something where he was the only guy out of 35 representatives.
I never really thought about that. Like, I knew Ron Paul was a doctor, but I never thought about the fact that, like, you never hear about other politicians' like actual careers. Their careers are
usually
just being
politicians. Don't really have one.
Most of them are lawyers. That's their career.
Well, like Nancy Pelosi, for example, literally just a career politician. Like,
oh, there are those ones too.
Yep.
That's true.
Just like went to college in San Francisco or whatever and immediately got a government job and had
disgusting.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is one of those too, I think.
Mm.
Never worked a day in his life. Speaking of that, Sarah's on the line here in New Mexico. Sarah, you can relate to never working, right?
I never worked a job on the books, but I mean, I helped the network marketing.
Yeah, that's right. You did call last night to brag about your network marketing experience.
I didn't know that, though. I didn't know she never worked a job on the books. Does that mean that you were not paying taxes while you were working? Because you said that you worked when you were 18 and then you quit because
of
your...
Let's talk about it. We'll come back to it here with Sarah. Hang on, Sarah. We'll bring you back for hour number three. We'll talk about Sarah's work history and where was the last time she actually had a real job. She's working for network marketing, which...
She's not getting paid, though.
Yeah, she's helping her roommate, basically, with network marketing. And is that a real job? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.